So yeah, as MJ said, I have been at camp for what feels like forever, but it has only been 2 weeks. And at camp, we have a time with leaders meetings. And in these leaders meetings, Josh Carter was leading us for the first three bubbles. So there were four bubbles, and Josh Carter and Anna were there for the first three, and they were leading. And in these leaders meetings, it's a time for us to get together, pray for the day, thank God for what he's done, thank God for what he's going to do, dedicate the youth to the day, and just, yeah. So in these times, Josh Carter shared a verse from 1 Corinthians, and it really spoke to me, so I'm going to read it to you now and develop on from there. So 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6 says, "If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and fire will test the quality of each person's work. If it has been built, if what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only one is escaping through the flames." Now, each time Josh shared this verse, I couldn't escape what God was saying to me, and he was saying the same thing to me. It takes sacrifice to build, and the costlier the things you build with, the greater the sacrifice it is to build. So if I was going to build with hay, straw, or wood, they're quite easy, cheap things to get hold of. Whereas if I was going to build from gold, it's going to cost a lot more. It's going to take a lot more time to build because of welding or whatever. I'm no builder, but this is what I assume. And it's going to take a lot more time, effort, and money. So this was a great challenge to me because of my perfectionist nature and my very competitive streak. Now, if you know Josh, he's a lot more competitive than me. So it kind of hides my competitive nature, but I am just as competitive, if not more than him. It's just he's louder than me, so I get away with it. So if I'm doing something, I want to do it to the best of my ability. There's no point doing it half-hearted in my eyes. I want to be the best at it. I want to do my best. So building out of wood to me doesn't... I'm like, what? No, I need to build out of gold. We need to build out of gold. So I don't want to do anything half-heartedly. And my mind immediately went to, and I don't know why, because it's never going to happen. You've seen it said here. If I was going to run a marathon, I'd have to like change my diet, work hard. Yeah, I'd have to do a lot of things, and I'd have to give up a lot of things, and I'd have to sacrifice many, many things. Two of those things being cheese and crisps. And if you know me well, that's not going to happen. It's really not going to happen. So if I was to train for a marathon, I'd have to sacrifice a lot of things. In the same way as if I was to build with gold, I'd have to sacrifice my time, my money, my effort, and many, many other things. So here I am this morning talking about sacrifices. Now, sacrifices, the most mention of them will be in the Old Testament, but we all know that this leads to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And I'm sure you're all aware today, but I want to remind you that that sacrifice is the only reason that we're here today, that Jesus, the only perfect human to ever walk this earth, died so that me and you could live. The pure and spotless Lamb was put on the cross and mocked by us as sinners so that we could live. Now, as that was happening, if we read in Luke 22, we see the conversation that Jesus was having with his Father before he died. And he said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but your will be done." So here you see, Jesus is putting the kingdom first. He is putting us first. He puts the Father's will above anyone else's. He could see past the moment he was in, and he could sacrifice the emotions he had about the situation so that he could build something for the kingdom. He said to the Father, "Your will be done over mine." I want to challenge us today. Is that what we're doing over the situations we face? Are there areas in your life that you could be making sacrifices for the kingdom, for God's will? Are there emotions that you need to let go of and say over them, "Father, your will be done, not mine"? And doing that will bring glory to the kingdom. You need to lay them at his feet and do what Jesus did and give them as a sacrifice. If Jesus was a sacrifice, then shouldn't we be doing the same thing? The answer is yes. So if we turn to Romans 12, we can see what Paul has to say on the matter. And in Romans 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." In this translation, which is the NIV, it says, "I urge you." Now, to urge someone is to persuade someone earnestly or persistently. Paul is urging you to give your life as a sacrifice. He is persistently persuading you. Now, I don't often read the Message version of the Bible, but I felt prompted to for this verse. And in the Message version, it's quite clear. You can't really dodge it, to be honest. So it says, "So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday life, your ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God has done for you is the best thing you can do for him." So like I said before, there's not, you can't really argue with that. It says give everything, and they've listed everything. So yes, there's not any space in that list for you to hold anything back from God. Everything is covered. Even your sleeping is covered. And that's quite a challenging thought. I'm not sure how I can, yeah. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Now, when I was planning this and praying over this, God reminded me of the widow and the gold coins. And this is a story you can find in Mark 12, verses 41 to 44. And there it says, "Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, 'Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of her wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put everything in and all she had to live on.'" Now, I'm sure a lot of you will be aware of that story, and a lot of you will be like, yes, we know, she gave out of her poverty. But have you ever stopped to fully consider that she gave out of her poverty? Those two gold coins were quite literally everything she had. And if you know your Bible well, you'll know the biblical context of being a widow in that time. She was literally the lowest in society. She was the poorest of the poor. And by doing what she did, she gave literally everything she had to God. And we don't really understand this context in the Western world, especially the Western modern world, because we have a lot of things. But have you ever, and my challenge to us is, what are you giving out of your lack? She had so much lack. She gave out of her poverty, but what are we giving out of our lack? We often give out of our abundance, and we should give out of our abundance, but the things that we hold back from God are often the things that we lack in. And if we're holding on tight to our lack, then we're probably not giving out of our lack. It's easy to give out of your abundance, but what are you giving out of your lack? It's those areas that we hold back from God and keep a tight grip on. But here's the thing. These are the areas that you will see God work most. In these areas, these are the areas that will bring glory to the kingdom. What are you struggling with today? What do you need to lay down and say, God, your will over mine. Father, your will for the glory of your kingdom over mine. God takes the broken things and works through them. So if we truly believe that, why aren't we laying them down at God's feet and saying, Lord, in my lack, you will work. In my poverty, you will work. Father, I give you everything I have, everything I am, everything I'm going to be to you, Lord, and lay it down before you for your kingdom and your glory. Now, with that said, I'm not saying God can't work through your abundance, because that's definitely not true. And I'm not saying you shouldn't give out of your abundance. What I'm saying is you should give out of both. If we look back at what Paul says, it's all areas of our life for the glory and for the abundance of God. So as we come to a close, if Dave could come up, we're going to sing Jesus, I Love You. And in the bridge of this song, it talks about giving your life and giving everything to Jesus. And I just want you today, as I come to a close and as I finish, to think about the areas of your life that you have abundance in and the areas of your life that you have lack in, and I want you to commit those to the Lord. I want you to lay them down at God's feet and say, Father, your will over this. Your will over this for the glory of you, God, because you are Father above all else. So yeah, I'm just going to pray and then I'll hand over to Dave. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you gave your son to die on the cross for us so that we could live here today, Lord. And Lord, I want to thank you for the abundances we have in our life, and I want to thank you for the lack that we have in our lives too, Lord. I want to pray that you'll work through these, Lord, and through this, glory will come to your kingdom, Lord. I want to pray that we'll sacrifice them to you, Lord, and lay them at your feet so your will be done, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.